Good morning, everyone. This is Maria Valdez with What's Up Public Health, and today we will be talking about the coronavirus and the public health measures being taken to prevent the further spread of the coronavirus or COVID-19. Stick around to get all the info. Good morning, everyone. This is Maria Valdez with What's Up Public Health. Now, as many of you know, our Twitter for this podcast has been up for quite some time now, but unfortunately, due to myself and the other podcasters being so busy, we really haven't been able to get to recording. But now, being isolated at home, I thought, why not? Let's get back at it. So, for our first podcast, we're going to talk about what everyone is talking about, and that is the coronavirus. We will be going over the public health actions being taken to prevent further spread of this virus and the importance of us doing those actions. Now, let's take a step back and get a bit of an overview of the coronavirus or COVID-19 and how it started. So, this novel virus was initially seen at the end of last year in 2019 in China first. Then it moved to South Korea and Japan, then further into Europe and the US, to the point where now the World Health Organization, or WHO, has declared it a pandemic this month. This means that COVID-19 is now being seen all over the world. Now, one of the biggest threats of COVID-19 is that it is novel. This means that the strain of this particular coronavirus causing this pandemic is new, meaning our immune systems have no idea what it is. So if it were to get into our bodies, our immune systems don't know how to react because it's never fought it before. Now, moving on to how we can get coronavirus. So this virus has been seen to spread through droplet. Now, what does that mean? That means that you can get it if somebody coughs or puts it somewhere. Let me give you an example. That's a little easier. So let's say you're in a line at Costco or Sam's Club trying to buy the whole store, which you shouldn't be doing anyways, and someone who has the coronavirus coughs next to you. Those minute droplets from that cough then get onto you. You touch your face and bam, you have been exposed to COVID-19. Symptoms of COVID-19 can start in between 1 to 14 days of exposure to it. Some people start with mild symptoms at around the 5th day, maybe a dry cough, a bit of shortness of breath, here and there, while others start at day 11 and some eventually get pneumonia. Further research, though, has also seen that the virus may remain alive on surfaces for quite a while, with the virus remaining alive longer in different surfaces. So even if that person didn't cough on you, let's say they coughed on their cart, or they touched their face and then they touched the cart, and you get that cart next, you have once again been exposed to COVID-19. Now, besides the threat of COVID-19 being new to our immune systems, another threat is that it is very easily transmitted, and that even if one has no symptoms, one can still pass it on. That is also one of the biggest threats of this novel virus. So, public health measures. What public health measures should you take so you don't get it or so you don't pass it on to someone else? Well, let's start with the basics. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. That seems really long, so you can sing happy birthday to yourself twice, or if you're more of a rock star and need more of a shebang to your washing hands, you can sing the chorus of Living on a Prayer or the chorus of I Will Survive, which personally is my favorite. Hand sanitizer can kill some bacteria, but you need the actual motion and time of washing your hands to kill other gunk. So please don't replace using hand sanitizer for washing your hands. Wash your hands. Now, besides this everyday thing we should already be doing, what else can you do to prevent the spreading of COVID-19? Well, number one, if possible, stay at home. Like mentioned, you can have no symptoms but still have the COVID-19 and still be able to transmit it. Research has shown that people can have little to no symptoms but still transmit it. Staying at home is the best way to keep yourself safe and others. Now, unfortunately, we don't all have that capability. So for those of you that can't stay at home practicing self-isolation, practice social distancing. That is, stay 6 feet away from people. This will help prevent you from getting the virus or you from transmitting it to somebody else. Now, if you have no symptoms and now are scared and want to go get a test, if you have no symptoms, there is no reason to get a test. Just stay at home. Now, let's say you did all the preventative measures and you tried and you now have it and you got tested, it's positive. What's going to happen? If you get it, what can happen? Well, it really depends on the current conditions and the medical history that you have, the current treatment being taken, age, access to care, insurance, so many things, a lot of things. Now, deaths from COVID-19 have been witnessed in people who have pre-existing conditions and compromised immune systems. This is usually in older populations, but the younger population also have these two things. So we need to remember that and take that in mind. For those of you that don't have these things, symptoms can still get pretty intense to the point of admission into the intensive care unit. Actually, almost half of the admissions from COVID-19 have been seen to be people younger than 54 years of age. Now, some people get little to no symptoms, but like mentioned in this podcast for like the fourth time, you can still pass on the virus to others despite not having symptoms. Don't be the person who transmits it to someone either vulnerable that can die from it or to someone who ends up in the hospital. Because one of our goals with these preventative measures is to also try and prevent straining our healthcare system. We only have so many beds, so many ventilators, so many people that can be out there and helping. So staying at home, self-isolating, and practicing that social distance will help decrease the transmission and hopefully decrease the number of people in the hospital. So, as mentioned, you guys, in order for us to get back to our regular lives, we all, young and old, need to stay inside, work from home if possible, and overall, remain calm. We need to plan, but we don't need to panic. Now, a big shout out to our healthcare professionals and our public health specialists out there that are keeping us safe, creating all these plans, and trying to get our lives back to what they were. You guys are awesome. We definitely cannot thank you enough. Well, folks, that is all for today. This is Maria Valdez from What's Up Public Health. If you have any questions or anything you'd like for us to talk about, feel free to tweet us or send us a message on Twitter, and we will get back to you soon. It was great being here, and we will be back soon.